Well, despite my dire prediction of a series loss yesterday, in fact, I picked the Sixers to win the series in six, the Celtics motivated and got it done last night. Beat the Sixers in game one, 117-101. No Gordon Hayward, no problem. No Kyrie Irving, no problem. No Daniel Tice, no problem. No Jaylen Brown, no problem. It all falls on Brad Stevens to me. Yes, Al Horford had another marvelous game. And by the way, shoots over 80% in the game and scores 25 points. That's the first time that's happened in a Celtics playoff game since Robert Parrish way back in the day of the Big Three. So you get that big game, another huge game from Terry Rozier. And how about Jason Tatum? Boy, a child shall lead them. 28 points in this game. And again, you look at the genius of Danny Ainge on complete display in this game. Obviously, genius move number one was picking and finding Brad Stevens, a mid-major coach at Butler, bringing him in. He has been nothing short of magnificent. And then the theft of the draft last year, the maneuvering that Danny did, trading the number one overall with Philadelphia. Philadelphia takes Markelle Fultz. By the way, did you notice Fultz last night? No, you didn't, because he didn't play. He scored no points as opposed to Jason Tatum's 28. So the full genius of Danny Ainge on display. But seriously, as great as Ainge is, Brad Stevens, a marvelous coach. How many coaches in this league right now could lose three of their five starting players and pull this off? I don't know about that. Now, I know Golden State's playing without Steph Curry, but take Thompson off that team, take Draymond Green off that team, take Kevin Durant off that team. Do they still play and win? I'm not so sure. Do the same thing with Philadelphia. Take Ben Simmons off that team. Joel Embiid, who they did play without for a while in the first series. But this is the full genius of Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens on display. It was a remarkable display last night. And, Jim, I'll say this. I'll amend my prediction.
Uh-oh.
The Celtics win game two. I can do this. I have this right.
Yeah.
It's in the contract language, Jim. You check the contract. I can amend my prediction. If the Celtics win game two, they're going to win this series.
I have no problem. I want to go on record as saying I have no problem whatsoever with you amending any prediction. As far as I'm concerned, sports radio is just too full of crazed, hyperventilated, never say die stuff. So it's fine to amend the prediction. But
I didn't expect the Celtics to come out as smooth last night. I really thought that losing Jaylen Brown would hurt them more, and they just got more contributions.
Yeah,
people stepped up, and Al Horford, who it's become a running joke in Boston during the regular season, he's been called Average Al by more than one person, and I'm right there with him. But he has been nothing short of brilliant in the playoffs. Nothing average about him at all. And if he keeps playing like this, when you got a guy shooting 80%, Jim, and he's taking 15 shots, it's hard to lose. It really is, and he has been absolutely remarkable.
Yeah.
Terry Rozier has grown up and has become a man in this series. And, I don't know what more superlatives you can throw at Jason Tatum. I mean, he just turned 20 years old, and his game is absolutely, it's remarkable. But you know what the scary thing is? I think he's just scratching the surface. He's 20.
Yeah. Well, it almost seems to me, and I have no way of knowing, but it's just a guess that, all these dire predictions that stem from the injuries may be fueling up the Celtics psychologically a little bit.
Hey, whatever it takes.
And, yeah.
And, certainly they looked extra motivated last night. The crowd was tremendous again. But, to lose, three-fifths of your starting five and you keep on winning is a remarkable testament to the depth of the team anyway, and also the ability to coach these guys up to play better basketball, and they did. And, by the way, the Bruins lost last night.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. What do you make of that?
I don't make much. The mission accomplished. The Bruins took one out of two there, and that's what you want to do. You want to get home ice back. And so now it's a five-game series with three of those, the next two in Boston, with three of the five in Boston. So the Bruins stole home ice, so I'm fine with it. Tuukka Rask kept him in the game in the first period plus. But, Tampa came out, just buzzing all night long. And
yeah,
you had a feeling that they were going to get it going last night. But I think Bruce Cassidy feels like, hey, we got the job done. We come back home. We got the next two here. It's a 1-1 series. It's down to five games. I think they'll take their chances.
Okay. And it's kind of a coda this morning. Let's join together and say that we hope they can fix it up there at Hadlock Field so we can have some baseball in Portland.
I know it must be embarrassing to the Sea Dogs, who take their field very, very seriously. This very quirky sort of weird thing happened, and the strange thing is that this is not like they haven't done this before. They have.
Yeah, every year.
On wacky, and hopefully they can get this done, because I know it's embarrassing, and it's also... It loses money. Rainouts are, you never get the money back that you lose from a rainout.
Yeah, and we can't have the parties that we're used to having at Hadlock Field.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mike. We'll catch you tomorrow morning. At this time, Mike Violet on Sports every morning at 8:10 on the WCME Midcoast Morning Buzz, a service of Tucker Ford, Bath Road, Brunswick, New England's fastest growing Ford dealer, and there's a reason for that.